Well, let's go and talk about Godolphin and the UK stable of Charlie Appleby. We had him here in the autumn, of course, and he had a great time in the Melbourne Spring last year, and he's online from the UK to talk about his Melbourne Spring team in 2017. Hello to you, Charlie.
Good evening, Andrew. Yeah, no, good morning, night this end. No, we're in very good spirits, thank you. The horse is all well, and the season's gone well to date. So, as you say, we've got the team due to start quarantine now on the 14th, and yeah, looking forward to shipping them down and making our way back down again.
There's a couple of names that our listeners will remember, like Francis of Assisi and Kiwi, but there's a couple of new names. If we can start with them, tell us a little bit about this horse that you've got an entry in for the Cox Plate, but I guess it's a bit of wait and see on a horse called Foxwood.
Yeah, Foxwood, he's an exceeding excel gelding that we've had. He campaigned well in Dubai last winter, finishing his highlight, would have been finishing second in the Jebel Hatter, the Group 1 there. He's come back and subsequently been placed at group level on each start here in England, purposely giving him a break. The quick ground will suit him, he's a proper 10 furlong horse. So our intentions are to come down and take a look at the Caulfield Stakes, and then potentially, hopefully, onto a Cox Plate.
And is he a type that you mentioned there will appreciate the ground if it stays firm in Melbourne?
That's correct. Yeah, no, the quick surface and like I say, your conventional tracks will suit him well.
And he's a horse. Looking at a couple of his replays, he looks pretty versatile. Is that right, or have I just watched a couple of the races that have showed me that?
Yeah, in respect to, he's versatile in a manner that, he's happy to lead there, but I feel the style of racing will suit him down there in Melbourne there, in respect to just going slightly steadier early on and quickening through the fractions. That's his style of racing. So hopefully he'll be able to adapt to that well down there.
The one thing, I guess, Charlie, is you had a great spring last year, that you've probably learnt the experience of last year to pick the right horse again this year?
That's right. I mean, we're coming down with a slightly smaller team this year. As we said last year, that those horses fell, were there and available to us to bring down last year. We've picked the team this year, as you say, two new faces and a couple of the old boys coming back down again. But like I said, we certainly learned on last year and coming down this year, slightly smaller team, but we're looking forward to it. And then, again, when the right horses come along, we'll be making our way back down, hopefully with bigger numbers, or just horses that we feel are the right horses to come down and be competitive with anyway.
That's Foxwood, who's got an entry for the Cox Plate, but in a perfect world runs Caulfield Stakes October 14. The other new name for our listeners, Charlie, is Kidman Ever, who has a mixture of races in Dubai, but also in the UK.
That's right, yes. He campaigned for us in Dubai. He was just placed in Dubai, and he's been placed here in the UK as well. He ran at Royal Ascot, was third at Royal Ascot. Then he was second in a listed race over 10 there at Sandown on his last start. I think off in trip, he's been a past winner over the mile and a half there. We feel it's going to suit him. And again, I think the tracks will suit him down there. He's a horse that I feel has got a nice profile to come down there and hopefully be competitive.
What sort of races would you have in mind for him at this stage, Charlie?
Well, the Moonee Valley Gold Cup was one we've got penciled in for his potential first start, and work away from there.
Yep, understand. All right, so they're the two new horses that are expected to go into quarantine on the 14th of September, Foxwood and Kidman Ever. Certainly our listeners, and we're talking with Charlie Appleby from the UK on Godolphin horses from his stable coming to the Melbourne Spring. We know Francis of Assisi and Kiwi. Can I ask you, Francis of Assisi, how's he prepared for the trip this year?
Yeah, same. He had a prep run there at Haydock there 3 weeks ago, and come forward for that. So he's just worked this morning and pleased us with what he did. So he'll make his way down, and the intentions are to look towards a Caulfield Cup for his first start, and hopefully a prep towards the Melbourne Cup.
Has he changed much in the 10 months or so that we haven't seen him here?
No, not really. He's probably, obviously, bit older and he's furnished up a little bit more, a bit more, you know, got a bit more substance to him there now. But in respect to the rest of his demeanour and the way he's, you know, he's trained and prepped is very similar to last year. So, you know, like I said, looking forward to him getting down. And again, if he can repeat those performances that he's showed us last year, he'll hopefully be competitive again.
The other horse is Cuey, who we also saw last year. Again, how's he cope with the last 10 months or so heading towards Melbourne Spring?
Yeah, he did well. He had a nice break there after. He was busy there, obviously, down in Melbourne last spring there. So he had a nice break there, and he came out and ran a very nice race at Ascot. Unfortunately, it probably didn't materialise for him at Goodwood. The undulating tracks probably don't suit him so much, but so that's why we're hopeful he comes back down to... back down to Melbourne again on the quicker surface and more conventional tracks that will you know, see his performances that he put up last year, you know, hopefully being repeated.
I guess the main thing is with those two, Francis of Assisi and Cuey, you know that they do relish the Melbourne tracks.
That's right. You know, so that's obviously a help, and I feel that, you know, folks would and could never, you know, could they've been competitive out in Dubai. You know, tracks very similar, you know, conventional and good ground. So, you know, we feel like those two will appreciate coming down as well.
All right. You know, we saw you in the Sydney Autumn. Things were a bit all over the place there on Sydney Cup Day, but it worked out okay. Let's hope that these four can run well. As I say, Charlie, they go into quarantine on the 14th of September, and in a perfect world, the first horse that we'll probably see would be Foxwood.
That's correct, yes. Yeah, all being well, like I say, he's the Francis of Assisi and Cuey have had their preps there. So, you know, the reason they sort of had a prep is, as we all know, travelling as far as we've got to travel. You know, if they don't happen to travel well, we don't, it's not, they haven't got the pressure to on us to have a prep for Francis before the Melbourne Cup. And obviously, in respect, same as Cuey. You know, but folks will be keen for him to get a prep in the Caulfield Stakes. They'll be that's our target.
Yep, understand. Hey, great information for our listeners, Charlie. Really appreciate it. We'll stay in contact. Let's hope they travel down under really well, and we get to see Charlie Appleby once again back in the winner's circle again over our spring. Thanks for your time, mate.
Andrew, thanks. It's great to hear from you, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Good on you, Charlie. Charlie Appleby joining us there from the UK. There's the run-through at the moment. Francis of Assisi, $26 in the all-in Caulfield Cup market with tab.com.au.